Özlem Turca started the German drug company BioNTech with her husband, Uğur Şahin, in 2008. The two are now known for doing important work on the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against the coronavirus. But they started their company to work on a cure for cancer. In fact, the doctors started a different company about 20 years ago to work on cancer drugs. They sold that company for about $1 billion in 2016. BioNTech was looking for a way to cause the body's immune system to fight tumors with a technology called messenger RNA, or mRNA. In early 2020, Turja and Şahin heard about a new virus that was infecting people in China. They thought they could find a way to use their technology to fight it. They had already been working with Pfizer on a new influenza vaccine. They created a new project to find a vaccine for the new coronavirus and called it Project Lightspeed. Within 11 months, Britain approved use of the coronavirus vaccine they developed working with Pfizer. 1 week later, the U.S. approved the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for emergency use. Now, tens of millions of people around the world have received their vaccine. Turja said she was not worried about finding a way to make a coronavirus vaccine. Instead, she was worried about how her small company would create enough of the vaccine for all who would need it. Pfizer and BioNTech worked with a Chinese company called Fosun Pharma to increase their ability to produce the vaccine. It pays off to make bold decisions and to trust that if you have an extraordinary team, you will be able to solve any problem and obstacle which comes your way in real time, Turja told the Associated Press. She said working together with international companies was important to their success. The vaccines from Moderna and AstraZeneca also use mRNA technology. Treatments of this kind use mRNA to carry instructions that tell the body to make proteins that attack viruses. Turja and Şahin said they think they can do the same thing for cancer tumors. "We have several different cancer vaccines based on mRNA," Turja said. She said she thinks BioNTech will develop its cancer drugs so they can be offered to people within a few years. Right now, however, the company is continuing to work to be sure it can fulfill coronavirus vaccine orders and deal with variants of the virus. Turja said people should trust that all of the vaccines are safe for people to use. She said the vaccines were developed quickly, but still observed a very rigid process. She said officials around the world are paying careful attention to how people react to the vaccines from BioNTech and other drug companies. Germany recognized what its two citizens did for the world in developing a successful vaccine. Turja and Şahin received the Order of Merit on March 19th. It is one of Germany's highest honors. Germany's president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, presented the award while Chancellor Angela Merkel attended. Turja said she was pleased to be recognized. But she said many people deserve credit for helping with the vaccine. "It's about the effort of many," she said. "The way we see it, this is an acknowledgement of this effort and also a celebration of science." I'm Dan Friedel.
更多经历，请访问 51voa.com。